Today is Wednesday, April 18, 2007. I am Danae May, and I'm interviewing Amina Collins in Millsville, PA. How has membership in your sorority enriched your time here at Millsville?
Membership in my sorority has enriched my time at Millsville by helping me network, by building new relationships, opening more doors, and letting me know that there is a world that consists of brotherhood and sisterhood from sororities and fraternities.
What is the mission statement of your sorority?
Our mission for Delta Sigma Theta is to provide assistance and support through established programs and local communities throughout the world. Our main programs of the sorority are based upon a five-point thrust: economic development, educational development, international awareness and involvement, physical and mental health, political awareness and involvement. The organization of women wants their collective strength to promote academic excellence, to provide scholarship, to provide support to the unserved, educate and stimulate participation in the establishment of positive public policy, and to highlight issues and provide solutions for problems in their communities.
In what ways has your sorority accomplished its mission on campus and throughout the surrounding areas?
With our chapter on Millersville campus, which is Lambda Gamma, each year we try to implement programs under the five-point thrust. This year we have did community service with Crispus Attucks, working with children. We've cleaned up the highway. We've assisted with the Jingle Bell Run, which is for the Arthritis Foundation. We've participated in the AIDS Walk, the Diabetes Walk. We've took part in creating Thanksgiving baskets over Thanksgiving for the unfortunate. We have sponsored speakers and panel discussions to motivate and uplift the student population on Millersville's campus. We have assisted with programs to uplift the students as far as academically, with their academics, and support them with issues that they deal with on campus that they're not aware of when they come to Millersville.
Do you feel as though your organization is a woman-centered organization?
Yes, our organization is a women-centered organization. Women are our first priority, but we do extend ourselves. We do not discriminate, and we do have programs and community service and different things that do reach out to males as well. But our sorority is something for women. It's to support women and to uplift them.
Which groups of women have benefited from the work of your sorority?
I believe that all women have benefited from Delta Sigma Theta. Our main concern, or I think that the main groups that have benefited from the sorority, are minorities, but Delta Sigma Theta does not discriminate. We have members of our sorority of all races.
How will you access the university environment for female students and African American students?
I feel that Millersville, being a predominantly white school, and with some majors being predominantly male, there are some points where you're turned away. But I think with the, especially with Greek Life and other organizations on campus, I think that we're working towards helping people to be motivated and letting people know that you should not be discouraged. You came here for a reason, and there's things that you came to do. And that's why we try to set up programs, we try to set up study sessions, we try to set up different things where people are feeling open and feel that they have some type of support on the campus. But I think that Millersville University is getting better with reaching out, coming up with programs, coming up with seminars, and trying to make this environment of Millersville a more comfortable and more safe or outreaching environment to females of all races. concerning African American students, I know with myself and through our sorority, we're trying to make up programs and reach out more to let them know that there is a support system. I know the big support system here is BSU for African American students, but I know that we're trying to back, as far as any other African American organizations, we're trying to back BSU to help the students know that there is a support system. It is possible to get through Millersville, and you just got to keep your, you just have to keep your mind oriented and be about the business and just get it done.
Did you experience feeling of isolation during your first year in Millersville? If so, has membership in your sorority helped to alleviate those feelings?
When I first came to Millersville as a freshman, I did feel isolated. And I felt isolated because coming from high school to college is definitely a culture shock. Also coming and being at a predominantly Caucasian or white university. I think joining sorority has helped. I also think that what's helped is me maturing and now being a junior. With my sorority, like I've said, it's helped me open a lot more doors. It's helped me network. It's helped me being more open, more sociable, more willing to reach out to someone and explain to them what your main goal should be at the university. Yes, with my organization, there are some social things, but when it comes down to it, Delta Sigma Theta is a business-ran organization. The most important thing for a sorority is scholarship, sisterhood, and public service. So those are three main things. With my sorority, it's also helped me reach out, like I said, with helping people. Community services are one main objective, and scholarship. So it's helped me if there's something that I can help somebody with as far as service or reaching out to people that are less unfortunate. That's something that I've learned from my sorority with doing more. And academically, it's helped me reach out because a lot of times people get discouraged if they can't do something, and instead of seeking help, they just turn away or say they can't do it.
What is the atmosphere for learning and for carrying out the responsibilities of your sorority?
It's definitely a challenge. I'm in my junior year. I am the president of Delta Sigma Theta at this time. But I think they both accent each other. The main thing you have to do is prioritize your time. I know the main thing that's helped me is having a date book to try to give me some type of structure and order. If there's no structure and order, then you make it harder for yourself. But also the main thing that's helping me get through taking a full class load and being the president is your organization. I have line sisters, I have other people that are part of my chapter, and everybody's job is to support. Everybody's going to be going through different issues. Everybody's going to have different work or projects or different things, but also we have a commitment that we made for the sorority. So both of them have to be completed. You just, the main thing I say is to prioritize your time and support. Support is the main issue. If one can't do it, another can, and we're supposed to just be able to uplift and help each other.
How do the programs and priorities of the MPC support minority students on campus?
The MPHC is now, we're in the process of getting it back up and running. The MPHC is, the purpose of the MPHC is to support the African American Greek organizations, which is also known as the Divine Nine. And that includes Alpha Phi Alpha, Delta Sigma Theta, Alpha Kappa Alpha, Kappa Alpha Psi, Omega Psi Phi, Phi Beta Sigma, Zeta Phi Beta, Sigma Gamma Rho, and Iota Phi Theta. Those are the nine organizations, African American organizations, that fall under the MPHC. And the job of the MPHC is to give these African American Greek organizations support and to help them uplift the community, uplift the students that are at the campus or surrounding campuses. It was developed so the African American Greeks had something to call their own. It was developed to help have a support system and to bring all the Greek organizations together. Yes, we're all different in different types of ways, but when it comes down to it, we're for the majority founded or believe in most of the same principles, and the MPHC was something to form and bring us all together. We're in the process of reaching out to the student body under the MPHC to let them know that just because your organization is different, when it comes down to it, you're still African American Greeks, and we're still under one umbrella, and that our main mission is all to be either sisterhood, brotherhood, scholarship, and public service, and those are the main things, and we're trying to uplift the community and the campus.
How might the university improve the quality of the academic environment and social environment for minority students?
I think that the university's main concern now needs to be reaching out to students, and especially at predominantly white campuses, to let the minorities know that they are welcome here, to set up different workshops to let them know about how to manage their time, who are the professors and the different support systems that the campus has. I know that's something that we're working with our organization separately, and working with the MPHC to come up with different programs, different seminars, and different things to actually reach out to the minorities on campus. I know we've been working with the university, but I feel that that's something that we have to take upon ourselves to do, because we are actual minorities. We know the issues that you're facing that the actual university either knows about or they're acting as if they don't know about. So I know that's something that the main priorities, I think, is to work with your atmosphere, the culture shock. A lot of the students, African American or minority students, are coming from major cities or different, they're coming from all different educational levels, and now we all form at the same school. So everybody's bringing something different. The school is very diverse, and I think that the main objective is to help students to prioritize and to stay goal-oriented, because a lot of students come here and get caught up, or they come here and see freedom and they lose the mindset of what their goal is here, which is to be educated, get involved, network, and build a future for when Millersville is over.
The Greek system at Millersville and the other predominantly white institutions tend to segregate. Is your organization taking any strides to try to interrogate the two systems?
My organization, along with the other African American and minority organizations on campus, we are taking a stand to try to bridge the gap. We're trying to bridge the gap between our organizations itself, as well as the white Greek organizations as well. I know we had a Greek, I guess it was called a Greek orientation or a Greek retreat. Greek retreat is what we had, and it involved the African American and minority sororities along with the white sororities and fraternities on the campus. And that was a start of trying to bring us together. I know we're also working with other programs or departments on campus to try to bring them together. Yes, there's a big difference between African Americans sororities and fraternities compared to white sororities and fraternities, but we're all at Millersville. Our first priority should be the students at Millersville, and letting them know that there's support systems, no matter if it comes from the white Greeks on campus or the black Greek or the minority Greeks on campus.
In what ways are black Greek letter organizations different from the white Greek letter organizations?
There's a lot of differences. The main difference that I noticed is the loyalty, the dedication, and that for minority or black organizations, it's a lifetime commitment. As far as white organizations, after graduating, they might come back a year or two after, but it's after that, there's no longer. Once you graduate undergrad with the black Greeks, you have the choice of joining an alumni chapter. And I know for myself, as far as the other black organizations, when you decide to be a part of your organization, you pledge and you take a vow to be a part of that organization and make a commitment for life. It's not something that is done when you're when you graduate Millersville or graduate the under graduate institution that you're at. Also, I see that stands out is African American sororities and fraternities are based strongly on history. It's very important with our history. It's very important with songs and traditions. Also, something that sticks out, African American sororities and fraternities are different from white organizations. We step, like I said, we have traditions and songs, and that's what actually holds our sororities and fraternities together. It's like a big family. I see a lot of family and support with black organizations as far as white organizations. I don't know too much about them, but it's more so a friendship rather than a brother and a sister. It's more so something to do for college rather than forming a family, forming support, and having a lifetime commitment. I know that we do share doing community service, but I just think that black organizations are on a whole different level as far as loyalty, dedication, and commitment.
Was there any obstacles in the chartering of your sorority on Millersville campus that you are aware of? If any, do you think the hesitation was based on racial fluent notions or gender bias?
There were obstacles chartering. There were obstacles for every organization that's on campus. I don't necessarily think it was racial. It was necessarily the lack of knowledge. As far as they saw black organizations trying to come to the campus, and I think there was a fear of basically what would happen. My chapter, Lambda Gamma, was chartered at Millersville in 1974. And I know that it was a hard fight as far as even bringing the organization back. But I do know that that didn't stop the 11 women who decided to charter Lambda Gamma. And I don't think that it was necessarily a race issue. I think it was more so, like I said, the lack of knowledge and being hesitant for different, being different. Because once organizations, African American organizations, came to Millersville, it's changed Millersville. It's made Millersville more diverse. It's made it more creative, more open, and a funner place, I believe.
Can you explain the ambivalence that exists within the MPHC towards membership and taking in pledging?
I don't really know how to explain the ambivalence that exists with the MPHC. I know with the MPHC, like I said, we're all formed under the nine organizations, and everybody's sorority or fraternity has different rules and regulations for membership intake. It is now a national rule that every organization is now a non-hazing organization since 1990. I really don't have too much of a comment on the actual oblivience. I just know that now organizations are rolling with the flow, rolling with the punches, and that you have to go with what the rules and regulations are. And at this point in time, organizations are non-hazing organizations ever since 1990.
Are you familiar with the events that led to the explosion of Alpha Kappa Alpha on Millersville campus?
I am familiar, but I have no comment.
What advantages or disadvantages does pledging have for the organization and the individual?
I think pledging is a big advantage. Being a part of a Greek organization is not for everybody, but pledging an organization build sisterhood. It opens more doors for you as far as, like I said, networking and different things. Pledging also helps people with support or different family bonds or different things that they've never experienced before. I know some people never grew up with brothers and sisters, and then after pledging, they now have depending on the campus, 20 or 7 or 9 brothers and sisters now. And that was something that I stated before as far as the difference between white and black organizations. The sisterhood and the brotherhood within black organizations is like no other. I don't really feel that there's any disadvantages of pledging. I think that there all are advantages of pledging. It's just you need to make the decision and the choice if pledging is for you. If for black organizations, if you're willing to make the lifetime commitment to do the research and find out what organization is best for you, what organization describes who you are, that supports who you are, what organization is about the business that you are about and that you feel comfortable in, not necessarily just saying, oh, I like their colors, oh, I like their call, I like what they do, but necessarily, does this organization support who I am and the values and things that I have? And am I going to be able to uplift, am I going to be able to contribute to the actual goals and mission of that organization?
Are there any other important aspects of your experience at Millersville or women experience at the university that you would like to talk about?
The only experience from Millersville and the aspects of Millersville as a woman is just giving advice to other young women that are coming in. I do encourage them to consider Greek organizations, but what I do first, my first advice is to do your research. Don't join an organization because, like I said, because you like the colors or because you like the things that you see sociably, but rather you join an organization because you have read their mission statement, you've read what they're founded on and what they actually do. Join an organization because you see what they're doing around your campus or around your area. Join an organization because you feel that you can be an attribute to actually what they're doing and to help aid them, not necessarily bring them down. As far as women, I feel that Greek organizations, especially on Millersville, I know one of our main priorities for Delta Sigma Theta is to work with other women organizations and work to the university to actually uplift the minorities along with the whole campus, just do an uplifting and help them, because it's sad to say that a lot of people come here to Millersville and lose what it is that they came here for, the goals, the orientation, the time management, the studying skills, whatever it may be. And yes, joining a Greek organization is fun and it's sociable, but at the same time, it took me to join an organization to really understand that it's really about the business and not necessarily about the fun stuff. And I don't know if that's mainly because I have a role of being the president of a chapter or is because just being of the organization, but all the organizations, African American organizations, are about business. They're business oriented, and we need more people to help support and uplift our organizations, not necessarily bring the organizations down. We don't need more people to join to step or party walk. We need more people to help with service, uplift the communities, uplift the student body, and to encourage more students.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
I have no regrets of pledging Delta Sigma Theta.